This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Ricky Rocket's with us today. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. I love it when you feel good in the morning like this. it makes my heart glad.
Well, you know, I'm thinking soon it's going to be open season on politicians, and you know.
I know. Isn't that going to be lock and load?
Yeah. I had a question. Oh, I want to say thank you. A package came in the mail from you and Julie. I really appreciate it. It was very kind, very nice. So I just want to say thank you.
East of Oregon.
Very, very nice. I had a question for you, kind of a personal question. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. So making coffee. Do you have a preferred way of making coffee? I'm thinking like
this.
Absolutely.
Yes. You may or not know, I was at one time part of Starbucks. I had Northwest Botanicals and became the third partner as a spice provider over Crescent and several other large spice companies. And then when Zev died, Larry ended up selling to the new owner. That what he did to make Starbucks so famous was that he put it on United Airlines for free and shipped it into New York City. And that's the beginning of how that franchise started. David Cree. Now, the way I brew coffee, because I've been doing it a long time, I was the one that broke Superior's monopoly on Kona coffee when I brought it into Portland with a single cargo box from 19 growers that were growing coffee on the Big Island. I put a cargo box together because at one time Chicago Superior owned a monopoly on the coffee that came from Ethiopia, Jamaica, and Hawaii. It is, first off, the minerals in the soil are exceptionally different in terms of the way the coffee actually tastes. And that's why they have different coffees from different parts of the world, is the minerals. Now, the Kona coffee has a flavor to it. The problem is coffee rancids within 20 minutes of brewing. The oils and carbohydrates change from the LDH to LD to L. Serious poisonous carbohydrates. And so old coffee or freezing coffee is actually not good for your body. You know, the military form of the coffee spoon stays straight up in the coffee cup. That is strong coffee. That is not a good coffee. I use Melitta. That means the hotter the water that hits, the finer cut of on your coffee bean will give you the best flavor and will last for about 20 minutes, and then it becomes slowly over a period of 2 hours toxic. So I have fresh ground coffee that I try to make as fine as possible, the particle, not large, but fine particle, and then I try to hit it with steaming, hot, whistling coffee off the, pouring it right directly in. And then what I do, I don't put milk or half and half in, or sugar. I like a little bit of hot cocoa. So I put a little bit of cocoa in with my coffee. And with that, I have a double Dutch type of mocha that I prefer. That's the way I like to drink my coffee. Other people have other ways of doing it. They're all different, and they will cup differently. But that's the way I do it. And I have only a single cup each day because, as you may or not know, coffee in itself with the caffeine, the theobromine, methylamine, and all the other chemistries that are in it are actually really not that good for you. They start my engine. That's my first joy of the morning. And carbohydrates and sugars. And of course, if you're doing blood panels, you should not drink coffee before you have your blood panel, because it will change your blood sugar ratios.
Okay, so a couple other questions, follow-up questions. So since you use the Melita, I assume that you mean the Melita cone filter system.
Yes, you have a cone where you put your fresh coffee in, and then you hit it with boiling water. And the hotter that water is, the better it'll cup.
Okay, and so then the next question is, for the filter, do you use the white filter that's bleached?
An unbleached, I don't know what color it is. They call it natural, but it isn't. It's a off-gray, brown filter, unbleached, because I don't want bleach in my coffee.
I agree, and the reason I asked that question is so our class would know that the white filters are toxic. They are absolutely toxic because they are bleached and
They'll attack your gums, and they'll attack your plaque. They'll attack everything on your teeth. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the next question about the filters is, you know, over the years I've experimented with the cheap filters are the white ones. That's the kind the restaurants use. The more expensive filters, probably two or three times the price each, would be the brown.
In Safeway stores and others, they should and normally are the same price. There should be no price variance on that, because the Get 'em Natural is actually produced cheaper. And so I've not found them to be more expensive. I just get the unbleached.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're more expensive.
Is a technique for paper, but you're not using paper. What you're using is a filter, and a filter is a different kind of paper.
Yes. Now, the Melita filter is way thicker, way more textured, and there's a longer path for the fluid to go through the filter media of a Melita filter than there is of the cheap
Basket filters. I just use the cheap one. I'm always into the saving of pennies rather than going the extra minute. I use them so infrequently, once a day, that it's not, from that point of view, I cut corners and go for an inexpensive, as cheap as I can get it, dollar store variety from Safeway or someone equivalent. Yeah.
Okay. And then the other question I have is that over the years I've experimented with what appears to be a gold-plated, very, very fine mesh, reusable coffee filter basket.
Going to collect chemicals and or other things that are in your water, because most people are drinking from city water, and city water itself is toxic. And so well waters are quite different and predicated on what part of the world you're from. If you're out of South Dakota, your water comes out of the ground white. And so believe that or not, because of the lime. All of these are arguments. What you're trying to do is stay healthy. By the way, I just returned from my doctor's 2 days ago with blood panels and, you know, the urine and all the rest of it. And I apparently, according to him, am healthier this morning than I've ever been in the 35 years I've been with that doctor. He said that everything was down, including my PSAs, my cholesterol, and all of that is from choosing the right things to eat. I'm not fanatical, and I have not used a supplement in more than 2 years. Once I quit with Aloha Medicinals, I stopped taking cordyceps, which in some ways I regret, because I never felt better than when I was that polysaccharide in there. But candidly, I'm healthier today than ever before, and according to my systems of calculation, I, by just eating correctly, may live to 130.
Well, that'd be great. That would be great.
Really, there's no reason. And here's the weird part. Every year, like last year, it was Matt Stein that died at Christmas. This year, it was my friend Mahala Marshall-Rood. I talked with her that morning, and by the afternoon, she was gone. I had no clue. It was unexpected. She had an acute celiac disease that may have prompted the coma or whatever that she fell into. I don't know. Nobody really does know at this point. She's out of Texas. But Mahala has been my friend since I was teaching metaphysics at Harvard, 1990. And I'm shocked. And I'm watching my friends all around me dying while I seemingly am like Raymond Reddington. I'm blacklisted. I just keep going on and on, somehow defying everything and getting healthier. And basically, if you want to know the truth of it, theoretically, all aspects of aging are not stoppable. They are literally reversible. And with the right kind of mind and temperament, that you could live 180 years old, truly. Kind of like Spock.
So what are you eating in your new revised diet that makes you feel this way?
Vegetables, fruits. I stopped shopping at Walmart because the food was much cheaper, but the produce section is terrible. And I found that going to the more expensive stores like Albertsons, over Safeway even, that the fruits and produce that I'm eating are fresher, more from the United States rather than imported from other countries, and that they're not trying to make fruit look ripe. It is ripe. And that's the difference, where the food literally came from. And I have embraced Gurdjieff when he said to eat your environment. If you live in the Midwest, that would be grains. If you lived on the coast, that would be fish. And as a metaphor, and to, you know, that you don't have to be lacto-ovo-vegetarian. I was a lacto-ovo-vegetarian for years, and I discovered that I'm healthier because I'm type O negative blood, and blood types do make a difference in terms of what will metabolize certain kinds of enzymes. And so I found that I need some kind of meat or fish or protein in my diet that does not come from simply beans or rice. And so I'm just choosing the right foods and making certain that they're fresh and cooking them fresh. I stir fries and that kind of thing, and I'm going to live very healthy. I found that I use more butter today. I use more milk today than ever before in my diet. Now, all of those are carbohydrates, and yet my cholesterols are way down. I'm less than 120. I'm like 112 or something like that in my blood panels. So, right. How do you do
hold
that?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with his class. If you'd like to go to the website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallanmiller.com. Rick, you were saying that you're drinking more milk and eating more butter, and so am I. And it's the most interesting phenomenon that I have been experiencing, and that is that our instructors are doing the same things without communicating in advance with each other. So I've been doing the same thing. Our son came home from shopping one day, and he said, "I bought some butter." And I said, "Well, great." He said, "It was on sale." I said, "It was great, great. I think it was $1.49 a pound." I said, "Well, how many did you get?" He said, 10 cases.
So when I bought food at Walmart, I found that half the food I was purchasing, I ended up not eating. The peel didn't peel right, you know, like on the orange. The papains in my papaya, nothing tasted right. And then I went to Fred Meyer, which is a local competitor. The fruit is possibly half again as much money, and the fruit was fresher. It hadn't been hit with kerosene to make it look ripe so that it could sit there longer or in freight coming from another country. And I, like the pears that I sent you, they came from Oregon. And that is what I'm trying to do, is eat more local. And while it often is half again as much more money, you actually get twice as much value, which means for half again as much, you get twice as much nutrient. And that's what I'm discovering now. The stuff that's grown in America is different than from grown in other countries. It doesn't taste, the tastes are different, not just the quality of the food and the minerals and or supplement aspects of it. It's healthier. Now, you know, there's a reason why I use the farmer's market and try to buy from local. It's more expensive, but you're supporting an infrastructure that at some point is going to become critical. Your local growers in the farmers markets are more important than anybody truly realizes. And these are going to be the people that save the communities when and if a grid situation goes down. And so I try to eat, and the other thing, I don't eat nearly as much in breads.
Right.
That's another
right.
thing. The American diet has always been meat and potatoes, and I try to eat more fruit and vegetables, lighter, where you have the volume but not the impact on the gut. And baked goods are the desserts, they're what is making America obese. And Oregon is 1 in 4 people in Oregon is not overweight, they're obese. And I went last year from 244 pounds, I'm now down to 208, and my goal is to be 198 before the end of next year. I'm taking it off very slowly, because if you take it off too fast, you put it right back on. Why? The body has memory and will always try to go back to where it was stationary, and it's the same with weight. And so if you take it off slowly, it's because of your eating habits, not because of drugs.
My mom was very, very careful with what she ate. And there were three children in her family. So my mom, her sister, and her brother. And my mom was the most careful with what she ate. And my mom lived way longer. I'm thinking easily 20% longer than her brother and sister. And
just because of food choices alone.
Mm-hmm.
I know you get habits and flavor, like sugar is an addictive behavior that can easily be changed. And the distinction between sucrose and fructose sugars are orders of magnitude. I no longer buy sugar by the pound again like I used to, have a big jar full of it. In fact, I very rarely use it, even on cereal. What I'll do is get my sugar from the fruit I add to the cereal. There's different ways of approaching the situation, and just it takes 3 months to change a habit.
We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump approved late yesterday after a day-long debate in the Democratic-controlled House. One article covers abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress. At the White House, Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the president's not concerned.
I think this is actually better for our party, and I think that that's going to show in 2020. I think this is truly backfiring on the Democrats.
And the president himself told a boisterous crowd of supporters at a rally in Michigan last night,
"It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached."
Meanwhile, former Trump White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci says his former boss is a, quote, lawless criminal. Major Trump supporter Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina has announced he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. He's a four-term representative. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. You know, Rick, if you ask Norm Shealy. So, Dr. Shealy, what do you think about fast food? He'd say, oh, yeah, that's a... He'd say one of two things. He'd say, McDonald's, poison. Or he would say, fast food, well, that's a handful of fruit and nuts.
You know, my goal is to be like Norm Shealy when I become his age. He is the only person I've ever met that literally walks his talk, literally, and you can see it in his eyes. I'm very impressed with Norm Shealy. He, for me, is my role model.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes to work. He gets up like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's Ben Franklin, early to bed, early to rise. That's what he does. Exercises about 90 minutes a day. Eats very healthy.
He walks his talk.
Yeah, he does.
And you can see it. You can see it. And so that's my goal. If I can be like Norm Shealy when I'm his age, I will have felt like I've accomplished my goal.
He's almost 90. I mean, he's just south of 90. Yeah. Yep. Okay, so we're talking about coffee, and here's what I'd like to understand a little better. So during the broadcast, I will get a cup of coffee and put it in one of these dark black USA coffee mugs, and I will sip on it throughout the entire broadcast. Now, according to what I heard you say, it is going rancid during the broadcast of 2 hours.
At some point in a two-hour period, yes, it's not healthy. You need to consume it within the first 40 minutes. If once you've, 40 minutes. I wouldn't let coffee stand longer than that from fresh brew. In my humble opinion, and I had a laboratory where I would actually look at the coffee under a microscope to see the chemical changes over a time. And coffee rancids. That's why you keep it refrigerated, always. You don't keep it on the counter. It goes in the freezer.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. So there are a few brands of coffee that are packaged in metal cans, top, bottom, and the cylinder, all metal. And they're vacuum packed so that when you remove the lid with a can opener, not one of these peel and seal kind of things, but a can opener, you can hear the vacuum, the air rushing in. Now,
that's what begins its process of rancidating. Otherwise, it's held in stasis.
Okay, that was my question. So if I have a can of Cain's, C-A-I-N, coffee from, it's packaged by Farmer's Market, I believe. It's in a steel can. It's available at Sam's Club. That coffee, if it's 5 years old, is it as good if it has not leaked as it was?
Well, there is a shelf life, but once it's in stasis with no air, or light, there's nothing to cause it to have chemical changes. Those are the two moisture are the things that, and when it's exposed to air, it has access to all of that then, light and on, so on. If it's in vacuum sealed, dehydrated and so on, there's no way for it to go bad.
Okay, well, this is not
after the expiration date.
Okay,
our products have expiration dates on it. Those should be, I would say, honored up to a certain point, canned goods. But in the apocalypse movies, they're eating stuff that's 50 and 60 years old. And actually, if they're canned correctly, withhold stasis. Once opened, that's different. Then it goes in the refrigerator and has a literal shelf life of air being exposed to it, moisture, and light.
Okay, so now, all things considered, we've thrown out the white coffee filters because of the bleaching process to make them white. We've kept in play the brown, we'll call them natural coffee filters. And what about the gold-plated screens? Now, are you a fan of that?
It's going to collect toxins from the water. It's going to collect toxins from the coffee and abuse of light and airborne molecules. And at some point, is not going to be pure anymore. And so I use an old filter that holds, plastic filter, and at some point they start to get cruddy looking, even though they're clean. I dump them and get a new one because it's just plastic. That's the other part of the problem. Better living through chemistry is not true. In fact, DuPont is toxic. This country and the oceans of the world because of the plastic and microplastic that is now in everything. Plastic was what DuPont invented to so-called preserve and hold foods, and everything is overpackaged, and why our dump sites are so large. Because half of what you buy at the store is packaging and overpackaging to preserve the foods, which it does not.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking about eating foods from America versus other countries, is part of the reason because America's soils are, not all of America's soils, some of them are really depleted, but for the most part, America's soils are less depleted because we've been around a few years?
American agriculture is still the best buy per dollar spent in the world. Per dollar spent, you get more nutrient and more value in your product than anywhere else in the world. That is written in stone. American agriculture is still the best buy there is per dollar spent.
Rick, when we were looking for property to land on, which happened to be the current farm that we're on in Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains, we looked everywhere, and we wanted to find a derelict farm in a derelict area, or an area that was not really prosperous. And the reason for that is that we felt that if we could find a farm that had not really been productive as a corn growing farm or one that has had.
That's the difference. Now, what you're doing now is making a distinction between non-storable and storable commodities. And wheat and corn and soybean and the usual suspects have been overfarmed by what we call corporate farming to be distinguished different than the small family farm. The small family farm can't afford the herbicides and pesticides, and so they are required to cultivate more rather than just do a mass flyover with an aircraft spraying and poisoning the soils. And the USDA and the FDA are, in terms of those aspects, were political agents used to protect corporate farming over the small farm. And that's why we say the loss of the small farm was the death of America. Corporate farming is quite different than non-storable commodities. That means each year your fennel has to be grown because it has a shelf life of 1 year. And that's the difference in certain kinds of spice trade to be distinguished from food. And the spice trade, whoever controlled spice trade in world history has controlled world trade. And that's when it moved from Hong Kong to British Columbia, not Hamburg. I have been in this industry to such a point, I have friends in Germany, Hamburg, that are the primary spice dealers that would deal with spices in Soviet bloc countries at that time. Bulgaria and Yugoslavia were only export. They never imported. And that was what Soviet bloc was truly all about. And it was written in stone from natural healing point of view, using herbs over extracted chemistries, that made the distinction in American agriculture. And when I say that, in Germany, they talk about standardized extract. That means they target chemistry like cordyceptin as a polysaccharide in cordyceps mushrooms. However, full spectrum, when you go to get your acetylsalicylic acid out of aspen leaf and aspen bark, aspen leaf and aspen bark, you will find that it has natural buffers, and why the distinction in American agriculture now talks about full spectrum over targeted chemistries and standardized extracts. And for me, I prefer to go to a more natural source because nature has somehow provided a balance in the chemistries that when you take it from a natural source, rather than trying to hammer it with a specific target chemistry, you get better results in the terms of the way it is assimilated in the physical body. Now, that's my opinion. It doesn't mean I'm right, but I have been at war in terms of how things are marketed, and one of the reasons why I wrote Healing Yourself originally using natural sources. That information I came from was Dr. Shook, who originally wrote a treatise on herbology, an advanced treatise on herbology in the 30s. And when Dr. Christopher took over the Mormon head for being, the standard for herbs, he did not know goat turds from pork and beans. And really, there was a tremendous loss in herbal technology starting from Culpeper and what we called, it was a way of looking at the plant to determine what it would do. Culpeper, for example, would say red clover is good for blood because it's red. Today, we know that that's because of the iron in it. And you take something like lungwort that was blue, and you say, oh, well, that's oxygen for the body. And yes, you will find there is a relationship between what the plant looks like and what part of the body it might be appropriately used. And I used that information when I first started my work in herbs, and I am the first man in history to write the physical chemistry of herbs. At that time, USDA wasn't interested in herbs, and so nobody wrote about legal highs and what was in products that were natural in nature that contained pharmaceutical drugs like morning glory seed for LSD. You see, that was why I wrote that in the first place. The magical and ritual use of herbs kept those 28 herbs out of the Uniform Controlled Substance Act because I assigned sacrament rituals to them. And, I have been at war in this area for a very, very long time, since 1970, trying to develop ways of how to increase lactation in women's breasts when they're breastfeeding. And Quassia Chip and things like that were lost information when Christopher took over, and the Mormons still dominate the world in terms of using in North America.
Hold that thought. Kyle and Tom will get to you after the...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. 6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I want to thank Kyle for being on hold for so long, and Tom in California.
I'm long-winded. Sorry about that, guys.
Tom, we'll get to you in just a couple minutes. Kyle, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I was going to mention to you, the other day I was doing some reading different research stuff on my phone, and this popped up, and I started checking it out. There's a young Irish guy who just, I mean, like senior in high school age, I think he's in college now, but that came up with the idea of magnetizing oil to be, and when you put this magnetized oil on water, all of the plastics, the microplastics, are drawn to it like a magnet.
Yeah, I saw that. That's really, really interesting technology. Like that woman that also developed a way for bacteria, certain kinds of bacteria, to work on the plastic. We do have a serious problem with plastic now being found in everything.
Yeah, I just thought that was brilliant. He won the first prize in that prestigious world science.
To put that 15-year-old on Time Magazine's cover was a typical problem with why I no longer read Time Magazine or Scientific American.
Yeah,
I'm embarrassed.
It was really amazing.
With the media. Now, Utney Reader is a good one that has remained semi-untarnished, but most of all of the things, Cosmopolitan, Better Homes and Garden, these were all magazines. magazines that I used to contribute articles to that no longer, I mean, we're talking about fluff now. And it's, you talk about fake news. You know, the plastic is in everything. That is one of the more serious problems before we even start talking about weather change.
Yeah, one of the interesting things, Vince, I'll get off here, two quick points. One, in the water that he tested for this contest, he was able with just, I mean, a very, like maybe a 50th of the size of the volume of water, maybe that big, and he dropped it in there. The entire water went black. He was able to put the magnet on it, and I mean, it just collapsed into nothing. And like a size of a nickel, and all of that, 88% of the microplastics were contained in that oil. And then I had just one last question for Dr. Miller. I'll just mention it real quick. What do you when you roast coffee beans, like you buy at Costco in the plastic, they're a plastic bag, but they've been roasted and their oils and stuff, they don't smell rancid. I was wondering, what about grinding your own beans? And then,
that's something I used to do, and now I've gotten older and, you know, more grumpy and don't have the most. Yes, to grind your bean before, you know, to roast your bean that week and then grind it each day in a week is the preferred way of actually, if you lived on the, up on Captain Cook on the jungle somewhere, that would be the correct way to do it. I now usually buy my coffee already ground, and then I regrind it to make it finer. And that alone is all I do now, and I challenge anybody to have a cup of coffee over at my house that can compete with anything they've tasted from, I don't know, Dutch Brothers, Melrose, whatever. Everybody's got their own way of doing it. Mine was based on all the years I did spices for Starbucks.
All righty. Well, thank you. I'll let Tom get on here if he's got any time left.
But Kyle, just one quick comment.
Sure.
Rick and I are going to talk about eddy currents and suspending calcium in water, making water soft with just electrical current. And you mentioned electrical current and magnetism. Magnetism is what we're going to talk about with eddy currents. But, you know, it's fascinating that we're all thinking, I'm talking about instructors, or many of us are thinking about the same things at the same time. Different technologies, how to use them, but we're zeroing in on the same subject matter. Quite fascinating. It keeps happening over and over and over again. So I want to thank you.
Yeah, you know, Vince, I could hold till after the break because I've got something on that liquid calcium that would blow your mind.
Okay, let's do that. Tom in California, you will be with us. Please stay with us. I want to hear from you, and so does our class. So we're going to go into a break, and we'll be right back. You know what? I was off by a minute. We've got a few more seconds. So we'll be talking about eddy currents, and they are loops of electrical current that is induced within conductors by a charging magnetic field, according to Faraday's law of induction. So that's something we're going to be talking about in the next hour with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Kyle's on hold, and Tom will be coming up right after Kyle finishes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.